cow. And they started riding it. This comes in Muslim Sharif. So the cow said, Inna lam nukhlaq li hadha. Hey, listen, I'm not a horse or a donkey, by the way. I'm a cow. So the Sahaba around said, Subhanallah, baqaratun tatakallam. Oh, Nabi of Allah, had we understood you correct? You mean a cow spoke out? The Prophet ﷺ said, if you have your reservations, well be it. I know my Abu Bakr and Umar trusted without questioning me. Now the point that I want to explore here, even an animal when it was abused, he said, you know what? I haven't been sent in this world for this. This is not why I have been sent. If an animal can speak out, I think she's legitimate in opening her tongue. Really, I think she's justified. Again, I'm not trying to make her innocent. I'm speaking to men. If I had to speak to her, actually there's 20 messages for her. The kitab from which I found some advice, obviously it would have been totally different. But acknowledge. The third thing, the next thing that we need to understand is, we need to take interest in the things that interest her. Something that interests her, it needs to take interest. Until and unless we don't take interest in that, it's a losing battle. Now, Sayyidina Musa is returning from Madian with his wife from her parents. The wife is pregnant and she's in the final stages of pregnancy. And she's now coming to her in-laws. You know the nervousness of the woman and the anxiety, and she doesn't know what to expect and whatever else have you. They come in by night, it is cold, it is dark. On the way, they lose their direction. She is pregnant, she is not in a stable condition. The Quran quotes a man like Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُمْ مِنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ. Okay, my wife, you sit here. I'm going to go look for some fire. I'll go bring it and give it. Maybe you can warm yourself up. Taking into sentiments, taking into accommodation the sentiments of your wife. Now you walk, oh, your head is forever paining, man. Your head is forever paining, man. You know, now do I need this here? I really don't need. Accommodate. The Prophet of Allah returns from Tabuk. Listen to this riwayat. He returns from Tabuk. When he comes in the house, Aisha radiallahu anha is sitting there. Fahabbat rihun. The wind blows. Fakashafat is sitra. As the curtain moves, it exposes little paper dolls of Aisha radiallahu anha. Paper, not Barbie dolls. Paper dolls that she had made. I mean, she was a young girl. You'll always find girls are more inclined to play mummy, mummy than boys will play daddy, daddy. So anyway, she had little paper dolls. Nabi Sassam returns from the battle. I mean, what is his vision? What is his spirituality? But he doesn't ignore this. Ma hadha ya Aisha. Oh, Aisha, mashallah. What's this, Aisha? What did you make? So Aisha says, Banati, these are my daughters. Wara'a baynahunna faras. And between these little girls, he's seen a little horse. So he said, Aisha, and what's that picture I see? She said, that is my horse. So Nabi Sassam said, mashallah. Now he's returning from battle. But he drops himself accommodating the feelings of his wife. Aisha, this horse got wings. Nice horse you made, man. Where did you get this horse from? Farasun lahu janahan. So Aisha said, Amma sami'ta anna li Sulaiman. Amma sami'ta anna li Sulaiman. Khaylan laha ajniha. You astonished at my horse with two wings. Don't you know your brother Sulaiman had a horse with 100 wings? Nabi alayhi salam, Aisha said, Nabi alayhi salam laughed so much. I carried on doing my thing. One woman by the name, one elderly woman used to come home. And she used to get a lot of respect from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this obviously offended Aisha radiallahu anha. Tasna'u bihadha al-ajuz ma lam tasna' bi ahad. O Prophet of Allah, I see you really respecting this woman a lot. Suddenly, what's the reason? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, kana ta'tina 'inda Khadija. She's a good friend of my late Khadija. And Khadija and her got along well. I respect the sentiments of my late Khadija. I have nothing to do with her. But in respect of my late wife, this is what I do. So that's another thing we need to take interest. Then the next, very briefly I run you through this here, the importance of sharing gifts. The Prophet ﷺ said, Tahado, give a gift, tahabu, this will unite your heart. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ وَحْرَ الصَّدْرِ. It's the prescription and the formula of the Prophet ﷺ that a gift will remove the malice of the heart. Now obviously it's a key issue that we don't give gifts on the days when others give. So we don't give on 14 February, and we don't give on birthdays, and we don't have anniversaries. Those are not the days we give, but we share gifts. Giving a gift per se is great, but we don't give it on the day that others share gifts. Wife, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, who owned everything, but I read this here, he said, even I enjoy receiving a gift. Even I, who he lacked nothing. The scholars say when you give a gift, there's two things. It is either daf'an lil haja or idharan lil mahabba. You're giving a gift either to remove the problem of someone so the man is battling and that, you know, buy him a washing machine. So you're solving a problem. Or he lacks nothing, then a gift is just to express love. And when we give a gift, it's very important we give something that the wife likes.